Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
For holidays, Halloween, a lot of times we overspend. Candy alone can cost you an arm and a leg.
It's expensive this year.
Yeah. Even decorations, a lot of times. I find that the decorations, though, for me, are pretty practical as far as the amount of money you spend on them.
Wow.
Because I bought one of those scarecrows where it's got the bowl in his lap, and the kids come up, they grab it, and it just jumps out at him like, ah! And that was like, you know, about $100.
But that's expensive for a decoration for Halloween.
But it's so realistic looking.
So it's still expensive. Who's got that kind of money right now?
Yeah, but at least that one moves. You said it jumps at him?
Yeah.
So that's a little more worth it. Some of them are just stationary and they cost that.
We got this big inflatable pumpkin that it's like got a horse pulling it, and it's got death riding on the top of it. And it's about 10 years old, and so now it just kind of sags instead of staying fully inflated.
Everything sags.
It's pathetic.
Death isn't in such a rush anymore.
No, he looks like he's actually getting a visit from himself.
He's got an extra few wrinkles. He needs some Botox there, puff him up.
If I spent $100 on decorations, I wouldn't afford candy.
Exactly.
Well, when you have kids, it's like, this is not, I mean, even if you go to some of those Halloween stores, some of those big characters that are $300, for the animatronics
they're awesome.
We get it, but you're like, oh, it's not expensive. It is expensive.
Yeah, it's pricey.
It's crazy.
Your candy alone is going to cost you $50.
I'd rather spend it in candy.
Okay, yeah, as opposed to...
But I understand having kids.
I've had the scarecrow for like 5 or 6 years, though. And okay, so it's scaring... I've been scaring kids for a long time.
It's crazy. Worth every penny.
Yes. You know what? I have a haunted bathroom most of the year. I'll put the scarecrow in the corner of a bathroom in our house.
Wow.
Because I dress it up for the kids, you know, and I put the spider webs on the mirror and all the stuff. Well, I'm at my house alone going to the bathroom, forgetting he's in there, and all of a sudden I open the door and I'm like, oh, and I jump like I'm shot.
I'd have to clean the walls up afterwards.
But anyway, overspending during a Halloween season. This is the reasons why people overspend.
Because they buy a $100 scarecrow for their front porch.
I wanted my decorations to look as good as my neighbors. 37% of people say that that's why they overspend. That's the main reason.
You got to keep it, especially if you live on a street like Earl Street near downtown. Mm-hmm. They're known for Halloween.
A lot of pressure.
And everybody dresses or decorates for Halloween. So can you imagine living on that street? You got to go get a mortgage on your house just to be able to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, I don't think my Family Dollar decorations are going to hold up for Earl Street.
I would move. I would just move.
Okay. I want to make my kids happy. It's another reason people overspend.
Mm-hmm. I think we spend too much time trying to make our kids happy.
I agree.
Well, not necessarily just our kids, but also kids in general. Like, people like to have the trick-or-treaters come up to the house, and they do the decorations even after their kids are gone.
I have a scary sign at my front porch. It says, bug off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you mean it said welcome. Bug off.
Yeah. I didn't mean to spend so much. It just happened. It was an accident.
It really does happen faster than you think. Like, going in TJ Maxx, I come out, I'm like, well, hold on. I came in for one thing.
What, are you looking for a Halloween sweater to decorate? Is that?
No, they have tons of decorations.
Yeah. Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. Everything from, like, plates to outside decor. I get in so much trouble.
Well,
there.
And you do think about your Halloween parties and stuff. Like, well, I got to get some spider plates. And then before you know it.
Yeah, and cups and napkins.
I want them all to match. And then I just wanted to impress people on social media.
Oh, wow.
That's why that we dress it up during the Halloween season, and you're going all out with the costumes as well. Sometimes those can get pricey.
Yeah, but at this point, just use AI. If all you care about is social media, use AI to decorate your lawn, post that picture, and be done.
You can just go in front of a neighbor's house, take pictures.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, the weather's not cooperating with us, but we're still going to do Torture Tuesday. Tom was just telling us that he has a sign that says bug off for Halloween kids.
You know, it'd be nice if they had signs like that, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what we're going to do with our Torture Tuesday. We've sent Cato out with signs that might help people who don't want trick-or-treaters for Halloween this year.
I think he's
going to
get rich.
You think so?
Yeah, he's going to sell these signs that keep kids away, and everyone's going to want them.
We're going to find out here in just a minute. We've sent him out so that Torture Tuesday's coming your way after we play two songs here at B93.7.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, Cato, you are out this morning selling signs door to door. I think you should tell people you're working your way through college.
That's good.
And just say, hey, I've got these signs in case you don't want to, get up every few minutes and hand out candy all night long. You just put one of these up on your mailbox or on your front door.
Yeah.
And when people see them, they'll just turn around and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm the type, I just shut off my lights. And that does not work.
Some kids don't get it.
Knock on the door.
Right. So if you instead leave your light on and shine it on this sign, and we have several signs to choose from, just to run down a few of them. I know we've got a bad dog sign.
Right.
And if you were to add maybe a sound of a dog barking in the background, that would make it even better. That barking's pretty good, Cato. The person who's at the house could just make the noise.
Yeah. Just say, hey, you know what? Do a dog.
Bark like a dog. Do that, Cato. Like when they come up, try to talk them into barking for you.
And just say, I've done that before. Gosh. That's a technique I've used
before
to scare off the trick-or-treaters.
Okay. Also, we have the contagious disease sign. And then also, we've got the ever-popular registered offender sign.
Let's save that one for the last.
Okay, because... and also we have a religious one, Hawk.
Okay.
Then that's the Tom Cruise Scientology sign. We'd love to talk to you about our savior, Tom Cruise.
Oh, my.
Your job as a salesperson is to convince these people.
Okay, I'm not good at selling, but I'll try.
No matter what they say, you got to try to get them to buy.
Okay,
so you scouted out a neighborhood now. You feel like you got somebody that's home. Their car's in the driveway.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Cato. Let's knock on a door and see what we got.
Oh, gosh, let me get up here first. I didn't want to just stand right out here.
That would have been odd.
That would be weird.
Standing right outside their door.
All right.
Okay.
And what are you going to charge for these signs?
How much, Cato? What do you think they're worth? $5?
Okay, I'm going to ring the doorbell.
Okay.
Whatever you do, Cato, don't be nervous.
Okay. I think I heard it ring inside.
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Can I help you with something?
Yes, sir. My name is Tony. I'm working my way through college, and we've got some signs that we're going to be selling for this Halloween season. And I know that there is a lot of people that don't like Halloween or that don't want to be disturbed or have to get up. And so we're selling these signs to those residents that doesn't want to participate in Halloween this year. And I've got several different sign varieties. Are you interested?
He's getting nervous.
I'm just going to go ahead and show you real quick.
Ask him if he likes trick-or-treaters.
Oh, do you like trick-or-treaters?
We usually give out candy.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times the kids, they want the big candy bars, and that can be very expensive for some families on a budget. And the little mini candy bars, a lot of times they'll egg your house. We've just opted for those that are interested in not participating in Halloween this year by these signs. And then we have the ever-popular The Bad Dog, Enter at Your Own Risk. A lot of times dogs will scare kids off. And if you don't have a dog.
He sounds good.
Well, we had some people that just not even open their door if somebody knocks and just start doing like the barking noises. But we have a variety of other signs. If you're into religion, you can have this sign. It just says, come on in. Let's talk about our savior, Tom Cruise and Scientology. I don't know if your neighbors or the kids in your neighborhood are part of a Scientologist or not. If they're not, then we can go with this sign if you have a contagious disease.
What?
It just says that you're being quarantined, then do not enter by Bureau of Infectious Disease Treatment and Cessation of Human Illness. The CDC has signed off on this one. And then our last one we have is not as popular this year, but we think it's just the registered offender. Dun, dun, dun. But no trick-or-treating by Order of County Sheriff. And this is one, it's not really popular this year, but we feel like that's going to make a big comeback next year. But the signs are just $5 each.
Kato, tell them that the offender one will keep all the neighbors away all year long.
Yeah. And the good thing about these is the one offender one, if you just don't like talking to your neighbors, then that one would keep everyone away.
We've already bought a lot of candy this year. I think I'm good on those.
Oh, you've already got your candy?
Yeah, unfortunately we did.
Well, see, now here's the thing about this. If you purchase one of these signs, you can keep that candy for yourself. And you don't have to give it out to any kids. But the four signs here, if you're interested in any of these.
I'm good today. I think I'll just stick with the candy this year.
Are you sure? Yeah. Well, if you feel like you might need maybe, you got Christmas coming up.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, I'll just shut the door.
Oh, wow. All right, Kato, let's find another house.
Doing this.
You're doing okay. Good. Yeah, you sound good. Like a nervous college kid.
Oh, like I'm trying to sound nervous.
All right. More fun with Torch Tuesday and Kato. Knocking on strangers' doors is more than trying to sell them some inappropriate signs for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It is a Halloween Torture Tuesday today.
Kato, have you found another house to try to sell these anti-trick-or-treating signs?
I'm just going door-to-door right now.
We came up with this idea because even with all the fun of Halloween, sometimes if you're trying to watch TV or do anything, really, getting up and answering the door just time and time again gets old. So this is for those people who don't want to do it. They can actually just buy these signs from Kato this morning, and these are designed to keep people away from your house on Halloween.
Yeah, well, so some of these are obnoxious.
I'm about to ring the doorbell.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead and knock too, Kato. Does it sound like anyone's home?
I think so. I think I saw a car. It was around the side. Hey, how are you today? Yes, ma'am. My name is Tony, and I'm working my way through college, and we're doing a fundraiser for those people that don't does not like to participate in Halloween.
Ask her if she likes to participate, Kato.
Yeah, ask her.
Do you like to participate?
Yeah.
Because some people don't. Because, you know, some people think that it could be the devil's holiday with all the witches and goblins. And then there's some people that watch, they have movie marathons they like to watch and not be interrupted. So
that's
what
good.
We're doing is just trying to help those people out that don't have any help from anywhere else.
What?
It's almost like a fundraiser we're doing for people that hate kids.
Selling me?
Well, we have signs, and they're $5 a piece. Now, I actually saw you've got a beware of dog sign you already have here.
I do have a big dog, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Does that keep the kids away?
Don't try to sell her that one.
So you're trying to sell me a sign?
Yes.
About my dog?
Well, no, this is one sign that we're offering, but since you've already got a beware of dog sign, and it's probably not keeping all the kids out, we have other signs that you can put up as well. As I said, some people think it's the devil's holiday, and you can prove that you're one of those who thinks that by having our religious sign here with Tom Cruise and Scientology.
Okay, that's
so that keeps people out. Are you a member of Scientology?
No.
No? Well, prove that you are by just placing this sign in your front window during the Halloween season.
You're kidding me. Why would I want to do that?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is you just is to keep the kids from bothering you on the special night.
She said she liked
it. And that's fine.
Okay, well, try to move on to a different one. That was not working.
Yeah, try to sell it.
Well, if that one doesn't work, then the quarantine. If you feel like that you maybe are sick and you don't want to deal with kids, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, the CDC has promoted Halloween as a very germ season because all the kids carry nasty germs and they're going to be touching your baskets.
Actually, that looks like something you'd want for Halloween.
Right, yes, exactly,
like
for Halloween.
Away, like to make your house scary, just so they would come.
Oh, see, well, then that one's not working for you either. So, last but not least, the registered offender warning. And
No.
Warning in red. And this is from the county sheriff.
I'm not putting that at my house to say I'm an offender. No.
Why not?
I'm not putting that on my door. I'm registered with the sheriff's department.
You're going to see these around your neighborhood because some of your neighbors have actually purchased this.
I kind of doubt it.
No, and I don't think they purchased it for the kids. I think they purchased it because of their neighbors.
I'll
Yeah, if you don't want anyone to bother you at all, like to borrow a cup
I
of sugar.
I don't want you to bother me.
You don't want me to bother
you? Oh.
Okay, well, let me tell you what sign will get me off your property.
Oh, you have a no solicitation sign?
I don't have a no solicitation sign.
Hey, tell her, buy one, get one free right now. I'll do it.
Buy one, get one free. $5.
I think not. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
I tell you, if you buy the quarantine and the registered offender, I'll give you the Scientology.
How about I just go get my bad dog right now?
Okay.
All right. Hey, good job.
Happy Halloween to you too.
I think you should leave before you get bit.
Oh my God, I do get nervous because you never know what people are gonna do.
That was funny.
That's Torch Tuesday this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Social media has, I think, messed up the world in a very simple way. It allows groups of people that normally would not be able to get together and actually look like there was more than one of them.
Yeah.
And so we would have normally written that person off as a flake. But now with social media, even if there's 100 people in the world that are really weird in some way, they look like more than they are because you see them all congregated together.
Back in the day, you were at work and it was Weird Jerry saying those really bizarre things. And it was just only Weird Jerry saying it. You're like, oh, look at him. We'd all make fun of him. Now all the Weird Jerrys get together.
I'm seeing this a lot now with air travel. We are seeing more and more nut jobs on planes.
Yeah.
We get these videos of someone who absolutely loses their mind in the plane and absolutely goes just nuts to do the stupidest things possible. And so we start to worry about flying ourselves because I'm worried, am I going to get on a flight where someone has to be duct taped to a seat because they can't sit still or do anything right?
And I think that if anyone causes any kind of conflict in the air and the plane has to turn around and I'm hours late to my destination or miss a flight, I think it's okay for all the other passengers just to beat them.
Okay, now, easy here.
Beat the fire out of that.
Calm down.
Yes.
Maybe they should at least be put on a no-fly list.
I agree.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the reason I bring this up, this happened yesterday. A 17-year-old passenger was on a flight from Chicago to Germany. He woke up in the middle seat to find an Indian man standing over him with a fork, a metal fork. He then began stabbing him in the shoulder with it. Then he stabbed another 17-year-old in the back of the head. Now, this gets really interesting in
a second.
Were
they snoring?
I don't know. They said the second passenger had a laceration to the back of his head. The flight crew tried to subdue the man. He formed a gun with his fingers, put it in his mouth, and pulled the fake trigger. Prosecutors then said he slapped a female passenger and tried to slap a member of the flight crew. He's an Indian national who has overstayed his visa, and he was admitted to the United States, this is where it gets good, on a student visa, and he was enrolled in a master's program in biblical studies.
Hmm.
I think he failed the biblical studies part.
I reckon he did. Yeah.
I'm like, what on earth is going on here? Mm. You're snoring away or sleeping away on a plane, and you wake up and some dude is stabbing you in the head with a fork.
Yeah, and he'll get 6 months probation, let back out. So that's why everyone's so crazy, because what are the consequences
these
days? That's
so true. It seems like, you know, I feel so bad for the police because they arrest these people and then the judges let them right back out.
I think the judges should start being held accountable.
It does. You know, hey, a bartender can be held accountable if they overserve someone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe a judge should be held accountable if they let people out that do bad things to other people later.
Yeah, especially when they're repeat offenders and it's a bad crime.
I don't know about you guys. I get a tiny bit nervous flying on a plane anyway. I'm not nervous the whole time, but takeoff and landing, I do my little prayers and all. I don't need someone else making me even more afraid to fly by stabbing people with forks on the plane.
Well, they need to start serving food, apparently.
Apparently need to serve plastic forks. They had food. That's where he got the fork from.
He's just hungry.
Yeah, he said, give me that pork shoulder. Give it.
Pork shoulder.
I don't know.
Stand him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm trying to make sense of that. That's where he got the fork from, was when they served the food.
But they don't give you, or am I just not fancy enough? Because I've never had
This is going from Chicago to Germany, so they're going to feed him real meals on a flight that long.
And you're in first class, you get silverware.
Okay, rub it in.
Maybe I don't know if he was in first class or not.
I don't know.
I think they give you regular silverware even back in the cheap seats.
I don't know. I've not flown. Well, I guess we went to Italy.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
I don't remember.
All I know is they're going to have to start giving out plastic stuff so that people can't stab each other with them.
I agree. And the good thing is I don't sleep on the plane, so I got my eyes open at all times.
You talk a lot.
Everybody. I do.
Kato's going to get stabbed by someone who's a bugger.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, for a mini man, having a daughter is a good wake-up call, and it changes their views about women for the rest of their life. Now, Tom, you have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it actually has changed your view, or let's see if it has.
Let's do see, because, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly it changed.
Well, it changed your feeling about women. It's called the daughter effect, and it doesn't simply change the man's attitude. It can also have a profound effect on the economy as well, because you're less sexist than the guys that don't have daughters.
Wow, okay. My wife would be interested to hear that, because I already had a wife, and I feel like that would have helped keep me from being that way, too.
The less sexist dads wound up making better business decisions. This is a research, and they found that CEOs with daughters spend more time on social causes than those who don't have daughters.
Nope, I don't do social causes.
Okay.
It didn't work on me, I guess.
Okay. So, but I think that you look at the things that your daughter has gone through. They say they face certain challenges as they're growing up, and fathers learn that, there's a lot more hard things that they have to go through that, a dad with boys, only boys, doesn't see as much. So they have more compassion towards the daughters and towards women in general when it comes to the workplace as well.
I think it's crazy to assume that because someone doesn't have a daughter that they can't have compassion for women.
Well, I think it's crazy to also assume that a daughter would change that, because I've known plenty of guys with daughters where I'm like,
You think
really?
You think your dad, though, is more sensitive to women for the most part?
I think my dad's just perfect, honestly. Well, okay, I think he had it like...
Outside of that, though.
I don't know, because I don't know him outside of being my dad. So, I mean...
When she met him down at the street.
When the first time I was born.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it just... I mean, he always seemed like a compassionate guy. He's always helped animals. He's always helped people if they were broken down on the side of the road. I mean, that's just always who he's been.
The research also found that judges with daughters tend to rule more favorable towards women issues. So even the judges, it has an effect on them as well.
Okay, well, if I break the law, I know what judge I'm going to request.
One that has daughters.
Yeah, do you have a daughter, sir?
Yeah.
Maybe if I had been a judge, it would have been different.
See, they shouldn't have any. You should not be indifferent whether you have a daughter
or not.
Well, we
know
being
the rule.
Judge.
Well, we know that. So but I'm like,
wrong.
But according to the research, it does make a difference if the judge or the CEO, the boss, has a daughter and they have more compassion or more. Let's say they're more sensitive to women in the workplace.
But I think they would go for anything. Like if say you've been scammed before, then you're going to look down on a scammer.
And you would understand someone who got scammed better.
Correct. You understand it more. So I'm not sure where I was going with that.
I kind of get your point, though.
Wow, that's odd.
Yeah.
But
I hate when I do that, when I'm midway through and I'm like, oh, no, I have no end to this. What do you call it, a verbal cul-de-sac?
I thought it made sense.
I'm just going to stop talking.
No, it made sense. Really?
Well, good. I'm glad it did, because it didn't once I said it.
It didn't to me.
But see, I've not made sense before, so you understand it, because you've not made sense
before. That's true.
I made a living out of that.
Okay. So anyway, sorry. I feel like that I shouldn't have even brought this subject up.
You're fine to bring it up. It's when you start pasting it on other people without having asked them if they actually feel that way or not.
Well, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did. You literally told me I changed this or I did that or...
I did not.
Okay.
I thought you did.
You literally said... Tom changed his attitude about so-and-so because he has a daughter.
He's less sexist. And I was like, really?
I know, right?
Oh, no, I said Cato laughed. That's right.
Yeah,
because... Did I really say that?
Yeah, because I didn't agree with you.
I don't even know what I'm saying either. I meant to say for men in this research, having a daughter is a wake-up call to actually treat women differently in a better way.
Asterisk. Not Tom, though.
I feel like I already treated him so well that I didn't need to treat him better.
What did you say? I don't think I understood what you said. What
you're supposed happening? To go along with it. I went along with yours.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.